This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Ministry of Culture, Government of India today organized a special workshop on script and manuscript preservation during the ongoing 20th session of the Intergovernmental Committee for the Safeguarding of the Intangible Cultural Heritage, ICH 20COM, in New Delhi. Attending the workshop, Arunachal Pradesh delegation comprising Mamta Reba, Secretary Art and Culture and Civil Aviation, Lieutenant Col T.C. Tayum, OST Research and Nodal Officer, Gyan Bharatam Mission and Sri Manu, Assistant Director, Department of Art and Culture, presented extensive field documentation carried out in Tawang, West Kameng, Sri Yomi, Upper Siang and Namsai districts, revealing discovery of rare manuscripts and traditional scripts and underscore the urgent risk and need for preservation. Responding to the presentation, Vivek Agrawal, Secretary, Ministry of Culture, announced that a central expert team will visit all five districts to begin scientific documentation. He also informed that a dedicated manuscript and digitization support cell for Arunachal Pradesh will be established at the ministry to ensure coordinated and long-term assistance to the state. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred the National Handicrafts Awards for 2023 and 2024 in New Delhi today. These prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. A total of 12 artisans received the Silp Guru Awards for 2023 and 2024, while 36 craftsmen got the National Awards for Handicraft Award by the Ministry of Textiles. They are Laishra Memicha, Yankom Ongbi, Indira Devi and A. Bimola Devi. The Department of Information Technology and Communication, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, in collaboration with the Rancho Labs and support by IIT Delhi, is going to organize an AI job ready program for college students and graduates from the second week of January next year. This program will equip young learners with essential skills in artificial intelligence, data analysis, Python programming, and job readiness, helping them pursue high growth careers in the tech sector. Sharing the news in a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men called it a valuable step toward preparing Arunachal's students for the opportunities of tomorrow. The burnt coal in Itanagar capital region today remained mostly peaceful. Shops remained shut and few vehicles were seen on the roads, while emergency services continued during the 12-hour burnt coal by APIO, IYFA and ANYO, ANYO. No incidents of violence were reported. Home Minister Mama Natung, currently in East Kameng for election campaigns, said his office is open for dialogue but burns are not a solution. He said the government is ready for talks and urged that no one should take the law into their own hands. The burn was called by APIO, APIO, IYFA and ANYO to press demands for the demolition of alleged illegal religious structures, identification and deportation of alleged illegal immigrants and a ban on weekly markets. Under the NABARDS, NABARD's Jiva project, a capacity building training on oyster mushroom cultivation was conducted at Mahadevpur 3 in Namsai. Implemented through the NOSAP, the initiative promotes agroecology and natural farming among tribal communities under the NABARD's Tribal Development Program. Jiva, meaning life in Sanskrit, supports sustainable farming, ecological balance and soil health. As part of the program, the self-help groups received paddy straw cutting machines, mushroom spawn bags and water sprayers to strengthen village-level mushroom cultivation support system. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.